You're listening to SBS News.
International borders may have reopened, but thousands remain stuck on ground as they wait for their passport to be issued. Around the country, many are frustrated as they wait in queues at passport offices for hours. SBS spoke to a few of those who have been waiting for their passport, many for months now.
I've called and called and there's no answer, so I gave up and just came here.
But you can't get through on the phones, so you have to come down and sit in queue and things, so yeah.
How long have you been in the queue so far today?
How long, Oliver? 4 hours? 4 or 5 hours, yep.
I have processed an application, about 9.5 weeks ago, and I'm starting to get a little nervous and stressed, so I thought I'd line up today.
Srinath Kalungarat applied for a passport for his 6-year-old son in early May, ahead of a family holiday later this year. But on the 1st of June, his father-in-law unexpectedly died in India, and he and his wife never had the chance to say goodbye.
Yeah, I was really hoping I could see him one last time and pay the final respects and also support my wife. You know, in this situation, a lot of things going on, and if I were there, I could help them out. And I'm here, helpless, sitting in a line all day. That's all I can do.
Mr. Kulungarat's passport was finally issued. He says he's relieved they can at least attend the funeral.
The struggle I had to go through in the last few days to get it, and now, you know, another struggle to go there and be. But yeah, it you know, finally relieved to get it, so that I can finally travel and be with my family again.
The Assistant Minister for Foreign Affairs, Tim Watts, has described as unacceptable the current delays in passport applications and long waits to get in touch with the passport office. He says the government is working with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade to urgently fix the situation by increasing the number of processing and call centre staff. Mr. Watts went on to say, "This problem was predictable and is a result of the previous government dropping the ball and failing to properly plan for the surge in passport applications when borders reopened." The opposition's foreign affairs spokesman, Simon Birmingham, has told Sydney Radio there were extra resources deployed into some of the systems. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.